Unfortunately, some members of the media.
Some members of the media.
Some members of the media.
Some members of the media use their platforms
to push their own personal bias.
To push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Unfortunately, some members of the media.
Some members of the media.
Some members of the media.
Some members of the media use their platforms
to push their own personal bias.
To push their own personal bias and agenda
to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
I would have to say that in all things, good or bad, I want to know everything. And I also know that we are creatures of curiosity. And if I was to set up a venue and give you the opportunity for free travel to my venue, and I put the word out that I promise you guys, you're going to hear things that you don't want to hear. And you're going to hear some good things that are positive too. But I assure you, the things that you don't want to hear are going to change your life. There's not going to be a single person who's not going to take me up on that free plane ticket to come down there to that venue and listen to me. We are creatures of curiosity. I do not believe that hearing negative information impacts us negatively. I believe it's what you do with the information that is the problem. We are an informed field. An informed field carries a holographic template of information. Every single thing you learn, everything you observe in life is a part of that informed field. If you deny yourself all the negativity of the world and only focus on the positive, then your informed field will develop that artificiality, that shell. So when there comes times in your life when you need to understand the darkness in order to survive it, you are ill-equipped. You can't do it. You have insulated yourself into a falsified world where everything is milk and honey, and it's not. I believe that we have a duty to understand everything about reality that we can, but I don't believe it will affect you unless you want it to or unless you act out. You have a choice to be a member of the collective, or you have a choice to be a singular, informed field, completely immune from everything around you, which is your inheritance as a divine soul. You have the choice. There are two realities to choose from at all times. If you want to be a member of the collective will receive you, and you will receive those benefits, which aren't many. But if you want to be an errant, if you want to be a malfunction in a system of controlled chaos, if you want to be an aberration, something that is hard to define to the simulacrum, then believe me, it will isolate you. And by isolating you, it also separates you from all the contaminants that it has poisoned the collective with. It's up to you what you want, and it's always up to you what you do with that information. So yeah, I want to know everything, and I think most of my listeners want to know as well. So I'm on board with the fact that AIX can definitely influence the imagination. If somebody's vibrating on a certain frequency and these mental constructs are on that frequency, AIX can inject those and make somebody believe that this was their original thoughts. And they put it into a script, and that script becomes a movie. And that movie influences hundreds of millions of people to now believe that something is possible. And then 15 and a half years later, that very thing that was believed to be possible actually enters into our technical sophistication. Somebody invents it, and it works that way. So I believe, yes, this is a tool. AIX can do that.
by virtue of imagination in the gaming industry, in the movie and television, stage plays, cinematic productions. Yeah, I believe AIX can do all that. I can't say for sure that it's happening and that it's not all humans just inventing all this. I can't say that for certain. That would be reaching. But I can agree that it's definitely a possibility. You're asking me, Natalie, to entertain that this fear programming, this fear porn that's being steadily put out there about transhumanism, is something that I need to worry about. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't fear transhumanism. I don't care what Metaverse is intending to do. I don't care about what any technologies. I don't care about all these claims about getting closer and closer to artificial intelligence. I don't care about somebody generating a story that 4 AI robots in Japan killed 15 or 16 people, which is on YouTube right now. I don't care about anything that even promotes the idea that there is something genuine for me to fear in the future. One, I'm not in the future. I'm right now. I'm right here. I'm experiencing everything right now. And that thing that you're asking me to fear, that what might happen in the future, one, it hasn't happened yet. Two, it might not happen. And three, getting me to fear that will only allow that to be written into my personal existence. Meaning that if I begin to vibrate on the frequency of fear, then all those things that are on that same frequency all around me in my daily life will start gravitating and orbiting around me until I start experiencing them. So no, I disclose all this information about the Nemesis X object, the apocalypse, what's happening with the Phoenix phenomenon. But just because I'm disclosing these things, I'm not asking you to fear them. That's never been my message. It's to be aware. To live objectively, to be the knight errant, and to ignore the world around us and build the one we want to experience, because we can. The very fact that there is a phenomenon that's been shown in videos, that's been known by personal witnesses over and over, of people who are completely oblivious to certain dangers around them, and they just do what they're doing anyway. Totally oblivious, and they come out unscathed over and over. We've all heard the story of the little old lady who crosses the street, not even aware that there's so many dangerous vehicles moving all around her, and she moves. We've seen this over and over in different scenarios, different situations. They did not invite anything negative into their environment, weren't even entertaining it, had on their mind that they were supposed to be doing something or going somewhere else, totally oblivious to the dangers around them, move right through the holography like nothing ever happened. So we can do the exact same things, but we can do it willingly. You know, we don't have to entertain any of the negativity. You're not listening to a man who is not speaking from experience. Guys, I am vilified, I am hated, I have been through the battlefields in prison, but even out here in social media, it's a different type of battlefield. I am attacked almost on a daily basis on other channels. Not just the hosts, sometimes the guests. Some channels are dedicated just to attacking me personally all along. Listen, you're talking to somebody who's wearing armor that overcomes all that BS. There is no one out there affecting me in the negative. No matter how many people that they share my criminal history with, no matter how many people that attack me for things that I've never even done, no matter how many people who tell others that my theories are absolute BS, it doesn't matter. All this negativity does that's aimed in my direction, it hits the spiritual armor that I wear. But my armor is positively charged, and negatively charged phenomena will never affect it. So when it comes into contact with me, because my polarity is not going to flip, the phenomena has to flip. And what happens? I get more subs. On a daily basis, my channel goes up higher and higher and higher and higher. They bring all this negativity to my channel, and it's changed to positivity. And all these people who come to my channel out of curiosity find something else here than they were told was going to be here. So you're listening to an individual who is speaking from experience. As a knight errant, we are absolutely protected from our environments. but it's something that's willful. It's something that you actively do. Because as soon as you start living a reactionary life, then you buy into the very experiences other people want you to have.
The Hadron Collider and all the other colliders, they are attacks. This is my personal opinion. I've never been to one. But when I read the literature and I'm always go flipping through Discover magazines. And you know what? One of the greatest scientific peer-reviewed magazines in the world. And they never provide anything but gloss. They're not doing anything. It's a tax, just like NASA. NASA is that's basically just a drain on public wealth because they're not doing anything. They're NASA's about mind control. I believe CERN is a part of that apparatus too. I don't believe any of these YouTube channels, none of them, that are trying to convince you that CERN is doing something to change the holography, to do all, I don't believe any of that. I believe that the elite would allow you to perpetuate such a deception because it still perpetuates the idea that CERN is doing something. No, it's a tax. NASA's a tax. There's a whole lot of black ops tax. IRS is a tax. We all know it. Let's just follow it logically. If cash money is ever removed from the infrastructure, what's going to happen? First, they're going to have an alternative. Yeah, an alternative means that all these people who are not a part of the system, a lot of people are homeless, and a lot of people live on these financial apps like Cash App and Venmo and PayPal. They don't have bank accounts. This is how they survive. So if you remove cash from the equation, now you can't pay the lawn boy $25 to mow your lawn. Now you can't pay. You're cutting out a whole echelon of society that lives by cash. So that's going to cause problems right there, a lot of problems. Those problems are going to bleed up into the criminal element. The criminal element is going to explode because now they don't have access to an actual medium such as paper money or coinage that will allow them to feed their families and all that. So what do they have to do? They have to resort to the oldest tradition in ancient history is piracy. It's not prostitution, it's piracy. Now you're going to have land pirates. Now you're going to see four or five armed trucks take down an 18-wheeler and empty it with trucks that are falling. You're going to see Mad Max style. And yes, law enforcement's going to get involved, but now they're not going to get a pass. A lot of criminals give law enforcement a pass because the consequence is life in prison. But if you've backed a whole echelon of society against the wall, it's no longer scary anymore. So all those officers who thought they were protected because basically the law is so intimidating as to what's going to happen to you if you shoot an officer, that threat is no longer meaningful. Now you have people trying to feed their families who are going to be taking everyone out that gets in their way. So now you have to have military and National Guard involvement. We're talking about a systemic collapse of civilization. They're going to have to provide some type of alternative. This is why I'm not on board with the belief that they're going to remove cash money. Now, a lot of you have lived some pretty privileged lives and you really don't understand what I'm talking about. And I get that. But I have surrounded myself with people a lot in my life that this is the life they live. They live by cash. They live by going out. They're not career-minded people. Some of them are uneducated. This is what they know. Here in Texas, huge population of people live under the radar. Hell, we probably have millions of Hispanics here that the actual government of the state of Texas doesn't even know they're here. Yeah, so, I mean, that's all they live by is cash. You can't unleash 3 million criminals into a 20 million person population and not think you're going to have some severe problems. So when you ask me about crypto and all that, I don't see that there is a problem with crypto. I don't see them ending crypto anytime soon. I don't see that. I just, they're going to have to provide alternatives, but you're also going to have to find this type of information on another channel from somebody who's more qualified to answer these financial deals. I don't really want to talk about crypto. I really don't.
We're never going to truly break free from artificial intelligence X's influences until we exit this holography, until we're free from the avatar phenomenon. It's the old wine and new wineskins phenomenon. It's here for the specific purpose of setting us back, retarding our development, blinding us, making this experience difficult, because with the difficulty comes the learning. It comes the exploration. It's a character is built from hard, basically hardships. That's how character is built. Anybody can be good when all the conditions of their life have always been good and they've always had everything they've ever wanted. It's really easy to be altruistic. But who are you when you're living on the streets and all you have is $23 and somebody right next to you who is also living on the streets is starving after you've just eaten a cheeseburger? Yeah, what you do in that situation with the little money that you have defines who you are. That's what builds character. The prodigal son. I think the prodigal son parable answers everything. This is what the construct's about. It's about going out and experiencing all this stuff. I don't think we're supposed to be free of dungeon programming. I think we're supposed to recognize it and then resist it. Yeah, resisting everything in the collective. From the very beginning, we are fated to fall, but it's all illusory. We're in the simulacrum. There's nothing in here that we're really suffering. We are immortal souls having a physical experience. And when we change into a truly physical avatar, a real one that can contain the immortal within, we're going to look back on these days like, wow, that experience felt so real, but it wasn't. We're not really suffering anything at all.
Unfortunately,
some members of the media
use their platforms
to push their own personal bias.
To push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Unfortunately,
some members of the media
use their platforms
to push their own personal bias.
To push their own personal bias and agenda
to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about troubleshooting irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.